Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinich.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we are going to have a fun evening talking about all things self-pleasuring and why we want them, why we need them, how they can be so beneficial to us, how they can be so beneficial to our bodies and our health and everything else. And so we're going to talk about all those things today. If that makes you uncomfortable, you don't have to listen. I get it. A lot of people are uncomfortable with the conversation of self-pleasuring. It's actually funny. I think it makes people more uncomfortable to talk about self-pleasuring than it does to actually talk about maybe even kink or things that, you know, you could probably talk about anal sex with five people before people want to talk about anything to do with self-pleasuring. And I think that's unfortunate. I think partly why it's unfortunate is because we need to know our bodies first. I was like gardening today, gardening in the sense of like prepping my garden to put stuff in really late. I've just been so busy that I haven't had a chance. So I was like, you know, prepping my garden today. And one of the things that I was finding while I was, you know, lying in the mud was that I had like all these like, I guess you could say reminders of why people need to have self-pleasure. And I was thinking about how, you know, if you don't know your body, then somebody can do things to your body without you even really understanding if that's something that you like or not. Also, just as children, we just do touch ourselves more just out of curiosity and learning. So I think getting to understand the importance of self-knowledge, self-pleasure is really like a top-notch thing to know. Why we're also going to talk about this is because it's an often misunderstood, overlooked topic, but also because of something that I talk about in my best-selling book. That's right. I went bestseller last week, guys. The Pleasure Zone, a companion, a guide for curious pleasure seekers. There's also a companion guide you can get through thepleasurezone.me. I have a bunch of free resources on there. So one of the things that that I do talk about is like needing to know your body, but also the importance of orgasm. And the importance of orgasm, I think, is why it's not just about having pleasure. It's also about all the different things it does for your body in terms of like lowering your cortisol, helping your body heal. It can help you feel more connected to yourself. But I'm very, very interested in how masturbation can be sort of like a guaranteed pleasure. And one of the things I also talk about in the book is the pleasure gap. And it was actually a fun conversation with my husband when he was reading the book. He was really curious about like, is this pleasure gap thing real? And I was actually saying like the stats on the pleasure gap, as in like 95% of men have an orgasm during sex and 65% of women report having orgasms during sex, or I should say climax, because they're not the same. Orgasm is that rising energy. So to get clear on that, it is a misnomer. However, we're just going to go with the common terms that people get. So as we were talking about that gap, I was saying to him that, you know, those are the stats that are out there. But the reality is that people who join these sort of things tend to be people who are a little bit more open, less shy. And the truth is, a lot of people are not showing up to these like sex research labs who are, if they are shy, they're not going to show up. So the fact is that there are probably a lot more women who do not reach or attain orgasm during sex. And even if they're reporting it, some of them might be reporting it, not really understanding did they or didn't they? Because I've had that conversation with many women before too, where they didn't know. And I'm thinking, well, if you didn't know, you probably didn't. And that's okay. Like many women have not experienced orgasms and were actually climaxes. Orgasmic energy, likely. Likely they've experienced some kind of building up of energy. And then there is that the buildup, that would be the orgasmic energy. And then there's that, there's sometimes a bit of a, then there's a climax and a plateau. Although, you know, people do look at it a little differently these days. There's different variants on how all of that works. But today we're really going to look at why, you know, what is the value in masturbation and what are we going to gain and learn from it? So why do so many people find masturbation emotionally, mentally, and physically safer than partnered sex? And even the conversation, right? Like I was mentioning, the conversation about partnered sex will come up more than the conversation about people masturbating. There's so much taboo still around masturbation compared to people talking about all the adventures they've had with other people. So I think I'd like to switch that up in the world and have people be really open and not only okay with it, but have the open conversations. I have like a handful of friends who will actually talk about masturbation. It's few and far between, but there are people who will, and there are absolutely people who never will. And the ones who never will, I find probably have much more, oh, they probably have a lot much more going on where they're uncomfortable with their own sexual expression. Maybe they've never had an orgasm. Although I have had conversations years ago when I was in my 20s, I had a friend in her 30s who had never had an orgasm, but she also had a lot of sexual trauma that would definitely contribute to not having an orgasm, so, or a climax, shall we say. So one of the reasons we want to talk about this is because there has been a bit of shame around masturbation, but there's also, beyond the shame around masturbation, there's also been a bit of an avoidance of people actually wanting to be with other people. So why are people choosing masturbation over partnered sex? I think that's going to be a fun question to explore. And maybe we'll look at different things like past experiences. Maybe we'll look at different things like anxiety and shame for sure. I think ultimately why are people avoiding relationships, period, right? Even though the title of this is why masturbation feels safer than sex. Masturbation will feel safer than sex because sex might require a relationship. It also might require just like one night stands, and a lot of people are moving away from the comfort of that. Like there was a huge kind of sexual revolution in the last 15 years, kind of like the 60s revisited. And there was a lot of unsafe sex going on, a lot of sex with randos, sex people were just getting on these like Tinder and stuff and Grindr apps and just having sex with anybody and everybody, not even knowing how to track that, what was going on. So that can be problematic. But the relationships in and of themselves, I think there's been a huge confusion with people in general. We've got a lot of dudes who are going alpha male and they're thinking that's the way to be and the sexy way to be. And I was recently watching a bunch of clips. So I follow this woman on Instagram, Monty Mater, and she will often talk about you know, different things she's seen or people have sent her. And then she'll talk about what's going on and the world around the things these people are saying. And she's fascinating. You can follow her. Super smart, well-educated woman. And so the other day she had these a whole bunch of clips of men who were going on about, oh yeah, I'd never have to give a woman an orgasm. It's too much work. And two guys are interviewing this other guy. It's like, does it matter to you if a woman has an orgasm? And the guy's like, no, I don't care. Just as long as I get off. And they're saying this with such pride and arrogance. And the guys interviewing are laughing, going, yeah, me too. It's like so much friggin' work. It's work because you suck. And it's work because you're not connected, you're not present, and it's all about you. That's why it's work. Okay. Alphas who are not so alpha, who are maybe beyond betas, deltas, maybe we'll call you deltas. I don't know. You're definitely not omegas because you're not the last of the last of the ones on the planet. But and they absolutely suck butt. So, and not in the fun, playful, sexy, kinky way. No, they're just sucking butt in a way that's obviously not even pleasing because they don't care if they're pleasing or not. As long as they're getting their rocks off. These are dudes who are actually using other people just to get their rocks off. Is that sexy? No. So would that make you want to turn away from relationship and just masturbate instead? Yep. Hands up. Hands up to all of you who have been with those dudes. I haven't seen a lot of women saying these things, but there's going to be a retaliation out there, young boys. A lot of them are young boys, even if they're 70 years old. They're young little boys because they have never grown up and they aren't adults, men at all. So young little boys out there who are all selfish and just all about you. Guess what? The world is not going to be in your favor in the next few years. You're going to be those lonely boys masturbating all the time, because you know what? You're going to be the guys who are completely rejected. There will be the people who still choose you. They will still choose you because maybe they're self-deprecating and maybe they have a lot of things they need to heal. And you know what? You are going to be still the assholes who are going to take advantage of that because that's just kind of who you are. You might not have even been raised that way. You might have just turned out that way. And it's unfortunate. So why are people choosing to masturbate instead of have relationship sex? Partnered sex? Well, I say partnered sex is often related to relationships of some kind, whether it's, you know, somebody you see once a month or once a year or, you know, every day. Partnered sex is somebody that you have a partner and a relationship with of some kind. And people will choose to not bother with any of that because who wants to deal with the selfish little boy? Yeah, not very many. Not very many want to deal with that selfish little boy who's just out for himself to get whatever he wants. I don't see a lot of women doing this. So I am referring to the little boys. And yes, you can be mad at me and blah, blah, blah. And what I really love is when I get these like clips on TikTok of mine where the little boys get really mad. They're like, so you're just like so feminist. No, I'm just asking for, I don't know, equity here, people, equality of pleasure. I don't know. Crazy me, crazy me. So, going on a bit of a rant, those videos that I saw actually really pissed me off to no end. So I was like, wow, I'm really pissed. Why are there so many young men? Because it was all clips of young men. Why are there so many young men out there that hate women so much yet want to have sex with them? So what kind of like angry, hateful sex are you having? Literally saying, one of them was saying that he prefers to have them at the age of 15 so he can train them into what he wants. So like illegal women. Yeah, he was all about that. There was another one who, he could just give a crap, just could care less about women, and basically said he rapes them without saying he grapes them, right? I can't say the R word on here. And so he basically admits to that and then thinks it's normal. He's like, does that make me weird? And this is what's out there in alpha man universe of social media. And this is what our 5 and 6 year old boys are watching and thinking this is normal. And this is what they're being trained into. And this is what their mindset is going to come out to. Even if you're raising like a lovely, sweet child, you know, if you put him into a whole bunch of this nonsense to, you know, try and make him more of a man. My husband's a pretty manly man and he builds and he does not have that attitude. You know, if you're going to like a dude in construction is a manly man, that's my husband. He's a dude in construction who wears, you know, suspenders because he's in construction. And, you know, he does stuff that manly men do, but he doesn't have the attitude of manly men. And so, can that balance exist? I know it can because I married somebody who has that, probably because he had a great mother, and the mother definitely helped him become a human being that cares. So, little boys out there, you little boys, even if you're 55 and you've got that attitude that it's too much effort to help a woman have pleasure, you don't deserve the women. Just go masturbate. Just give us all the freaking break, because you're also the same kind of dudes who are going to come in a woman, and then if she gets pregnant, it's all her fault because you're an ass. So I hope y'all find each other, and you can just go on a jerk off circle and just go have some fun. Like, that's my thought before heading to break. Go find your jerk off circle together, boys, who just want to, use women, and men who just want to use people to like get off on. Yeah, I hope you find your jerk off circles and just jerk off on each other. We're going to head to our first commercial break. You're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email. info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Did I mention I wrote a book? Yeah, I know I did mention it. I'm going to mention it again and again and again, and you can find it on Amazon. You can get the ebook, you can get the hardcover, softcover, you can even get free resources through there. And if you're really, really like loving the book and you put a great review up there, I might, for those of you who have sent great reviews already, there's a handful who have, you might just get extra bonus things as well. So just saying, go send a great review. I'd appreciate that. All right. So we are talking about why masturbation can feel a little bit safer, or a lot safer in the cases of that I just mentioned in the first segment, why masturbation feels safer than sex, particularly partnered sex. So why is that, guys? Why do you think masturbation would feel so much safer? Let's get to the obvious. Masturbation is you and you, right? So if you don't feel comfortable with yourself, then this experience of masturbation, it's actually going to be a healing experience. You're going to learn things about you. You're going to learn whether you feel okay with touching your own body. And I cannot emphasize enough that if you do not feel comfortable touching your own body, for God's sake, do not let other people touch you. You need to learn to touch yourself first. Know your body and know your pleasure first. If you don't, what ends up happening is that your body will start to react to another human being, and you're not necessarily going to know, you know, what you like and don't like, which can be fine. It can lead to a little bit of curiosity, but you can also become trained into what that person wants for you. So say you're with a partner who's older than you, because guys, that never happened to me. Actually, my husband's older, but he didn't train me. But I was with somebody who had this thing where they just wanted to like make sure they could turn me into the lover they wanted. They didn't want to explore the lover that I am, that I could be, or that I was. And they didn't want to know me. They wanted to train me. Right. And so masturbation in that case can feel a lot safer than wanting, you know, somebody to turn you into something that you're not, you know, turn you into their ex, turn you into the person that they had this like ideal sex with, but had nothing else with. So they're trying to make you into somebody you're not, because this happens more than you can imagine. I'm not like the only one that this has ever happened to. I know that because I have a lot of these conversations. So if you have been with someone and they've kind of tried to turn you into the lover that they, you know, used to have, you know, they're trying to teach you all these ways, you can actually learn a lot about a lover just by the things that they do. It's like, you know, you can find out what their last partner liked because they're going to try those moves on you. But you also might not find out what their last partner liked. You might just find out what they want to do to everybody because they think they have a method and they think they're great at it, instead of actually paying attention to the body and the likes or the desires of the person you're with. So bodies are all different, and every body can have different zones that are erotic that you might not expect. So it's all a new learning experience. But if you start with you and you start with masturbation, you can find out a lot about you. You can find out what parts of your body you like touched, how you like them touched. Do you like things rougher? Do you like, you know, different? If you look at the work of Jaya is her name, I believe, and she has the touch blueprint work. If you look at her body of work, where she talks about five different kinds of touch, you can utilize them on yourself and find out so much about you, and find out about how you feel when it comes to things that you enjoy. So would you, in a reality, would you rather be with a lover who mistreats you or tries to turn you into somebody that you're not, tries to turn you into a lover that you would never be because that's what they want, because they're not actually listening to you and they don't care about consent? So would you rather be with somebody like that, or would you rather just be solo and find out more about your own pleasure? I don't know about you, but I would rather find out more about my own pleasure, learn about me, become like almost a master of my own masturbation, and then when I'm ready, share it with whoever I'm with, teach them what I actually like so that they know how, you know, make their life easier, so they can be like, oh, you like these things, cool, let me help you out here, you know. And you might be like, and, you know, go for something else that I've never tried, but let me know first, you know, if you're going to start sticking some fruit up my vajayjay, I want to know first, just in case I have a reaction. You know, just depends, you could just be getting kooky like that. I'm just thinking, you know, because I was in the garden today and I think about my vegetables. I don't think about them in a sexual way, but lots of people do. And, you know, I was recently given a meme by my BFF, who was like a meme video. It's like anything can turn into a dildo if you're creative enough. And that's the truth. And then, of course, I think about my vegetable garden. Anyhow, anything can be a dildo. So, good times. So, what do we want to do? Do we want to be with the people who are maybe erratic emotionally? Do we want to be with the people who are maybe, you never know what you're getting, right? So you get that emotionally erratic, a little bit kooky, a little bit uncontrollable. Do you want to be with somebody uncontrollable as in like you have no idea what's coming at you, right? Unpredictable, uncontrollable. Maybe they have like a whole bunch of stuff going on that they're not dealing with. You know, how many people are kind of going, I'd rather not have to deal with people's baggage and crap. I'd rather just masturbate. Lots of people are in that zone. Lots of people aren't talking about it. But I think the more that we do talk about and normalize that, you know, it is absolutely beyond okay. In fact, it can be a preference to just masturbate instead of dealing with people who are disastrous in relationship. Why choose relationship or partnered sex when you could just not deal with any of the chaos of that? Plus, you know, you're not going to get an STD. Chances of you getting an STD from yourself are slim unless you have like herpes on your fingers and then you're transferring them to your genitals. That can happen if you have herpes somewhere in your mouth and you happen to like, you know, touch your mouth with your finger and then touch your crotch. That can happen too. So there's different ways you could end up with like herpetic stuff going on, but or strep virus. You don't want strep in your crotch. So if you're sick or something, don't be like spreading your own disease to your own crotch. Other than that, it is far more safe to masturbate. Well, if you're using toys, you also need to have them thoroughly cleaned with the right cleaning, with the right cleaning stuff. You want to make sure that you've got, you know, you're not cleaning your sex toys with like in the dishwasher with like super detergent. That's not what you use on your toys. You need to use special toy cleaner. Otherwise, you can end up making yourself have infections. I'm just giving you some warnings. As much as I'm a super fan of masturbation, I think everybody before they have sex should masturbate your heart away and find out what you like and find out and learn too about other things about yourself and your body and the things you like and how you like to be touched before you have other people doing that to you. And unfortunately for a lot of people who have been SA'd in their life, then they don't have that option. They've already had people touch them in ways that they didn't necessarily, they didn't consent to, and they didn't necessarily enjoy, probably did not enjoy, but also bodies will, you know, respond to stimuli whether you enjoy something or not. And so that's where things get a little bit confusing. So if you have had that experience, you know, we're kind of talking about some of the different things that could go on, like past experiences and traumas that could affect how you might respond, how your body might respond. So SA, for those of you who aren't familiar with that, you can Google that because we're not allowed to say these things anymore. It's the yuck of what can happen. You know, it happens to people of all ages. And it can have a massive impact on your health, for one, because your body's now in trauma, so your body can't heal. It can end up with all kinds of things going on, because when your body's gone through extreme trauma, it's going to be in fight or flight or freeze for a very long time. And it won't be until you start to heal that and get it out of your body. Your body is going to be constantly in those modes. And your body does not heal in those modes. Your body heals when it's calm. So sexual assault, SA, oh, I said it. I shouldn't have. Anyway, I did. Can have a massive impact on all kinds of things. And so it can also impact whether you enjoy masturbating or not. It can have an impact on whether you want to have partnered sex ever in your life or not. And a lot of people say that they don't want to have any kind of sexual anything of any sort, whether it's even just petting. They just don't want anything sexual after there's been sexual assault. Of course not, right? And then on the other hand, you can also go to the place of after trauma where you can become almost like hypersexual to try and deal with it, to kind of help, trying to help your nervous system calm down. And it's not a conscious thing. It's an unconscious reaction to try and find a way to feel more in control, but also to have your nervous system more regulated. There's a lot that can go on with that and history of that. So I would love it, guys. I'm going to head to this next commercial break, but I would love it if, while we're on break, if you could head over to iTunes and search the Pleasure Zone and then give me a 5-star rating. I would absolutely love that. I've had a few people give me some weird ratings. I think they've listened to one episode ever and they decided that they had a lot to say about a lot of things they don't know a lot about. And that's okay. Your opinions matter, but I also would love some 5-star reviews in there to kind of bump me out of that weird zone. All right, guys, we're going to head off to our next commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelenich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelenich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we are talking about masturbation and why people are choosing masturbation over sex or partnered sex. And I think there's a lot of reasons people are doing that right now. For some people, they might be, you know, just they might have had a real sour taste in their mouth with relationships and they just didn't work for them. And I kind of summarized that in the last few episodes. They might just be choosing it because they're really just in the zone of learning more about themselves right now and learning more about their own pleasure. And I'm all for that. There might also be other things like past traumas and different experiences they've had that have led to things like, you know, shame and anxiety and all kinds of things that could be occurring. So if you have anxiety in, say, social anxiety, then having a relationship with somebody else or having sex with another person might really ramp up the anxiety. So also past experiences that might not have been favorable, right? We talked a little bit about that in the last segment. And of course, shame. Like, people will shame for all kinds of reasons, whether it's shaming your body, shaming your things you enjoy, shaming your way you have sex. Like I was with somebody for a number of years, off and on, had a child with that person. And that person had this constantly shaming me. I was surprisingly, I don't know if you guys have seen me on video, but it was a surprise to them that I somehow wasn't Asian, or didn't act like an Asian woman. And I'm not. And so, but it surprised them. Like, I was supposed to somehow be Asian to fulfill their fetish, but I didn't. And so you might have been with people who have also, you know, made you feel crazy because you weren't the person that they expected you to be. And somehow you convinced yourself that that's like, oh, I was supposed to be that, but I couldn't be that. How could I be that? I wasn't born that. So there's a lot of weird stuff that happens and it can mess you up for a while. So past experiences can really have an impact on, you know, whether you feel comfortable or confident in moving out of masturbating solo and then being okay with having pleasure with another body, another person, even if they're just in the room, right? Whether they're even touching you or not, whether even if they're just watching, you might not even be okay with that. That might be a little intimidating. And so there's a lot that needs to me to be healed in order to be able to have functional, really healthy sexual relationships. And number one is to know your body. So masturbation is right up there. Number two is to learn what you actually like so that you can communicate that and then be able to consent, as another C, consent to the things that you actually would like to have and know how to say no to the things you don't want. And then also to be able to feel like you can connect with another person. So you need to be able to learn how to come out of the anxiety and into connection. When you're in an anxiety state, you're in fight or flight, so you're not connecting with somebody. So when you're in freeze state, you're kind of out of there and you're not even in your body, so you're not connecting with the person. You've checked out. So being able to actually come into your body, connect with your body, and then be able to connect with somebody else's body is key. So how does masturbation play a role in that is that masturbation will help you come into your body. If, you know, if you are in a place, in a space where you have the time and you have the privacy to make the noises, do the things you want to do, be in all the self-exploration you want to be in, you're probably going to have so much fun by yourself with your own body. And that you can, you know, bring later to the table to your own adventures if you so choose to have them with a partner. But in the meantime, you can have so much fun with your own self-exploration and learning about what you like that you might find that you're just like, you know what, you're fulfilled. And you, out of that fulfillment, you might go, you know what, I know exactly what my needs are. I know exactly how to fulfill them. I know exactly what to do for me to give myself pleasure. Maybe I do not have the time, energy, or desire to bring another person in on this because my focus in life is not a partnered relationship. And I don't want to have sex with somebody who's just going to be fly by the seat of your pants because the chances are it's not going to be very satisfactory. It's going to be usually like high anxiety driven by the wham bam thank you ma'am kind of energy, just like get her done. People who are doing one night stands are not looking for connection, they're just looking for relief. And so if you're in the one night stand part of your life, cool, just know you're looking for relief, you're not looking for connection. Connect with you first. Masturbate instead. It's far safer than going around and getting STDs or getting people pregnant. So you know, it is just a choice, but it is a wiser choice to actually sit and be with you and learn how to heal that part of you. These are all things I kind of wish people talked about when I was younger. I mean, there was Sex with Sue, and she would talk about the importance of self-exploration, sort of, but there was never like an emphasis on really know your body before you go and share your body with somebody else. And it would have been kind of a cool thing to normalize that. And I would have been like, you know what, I'm so going to know my body before I go and just let whoever play around with it. Although my, you know, my sexual playmates in, you know, in my teens and early 20s, you know, before the shit hit the fan, those people were lovely, and they were fun and explorative, and lots of great kudos to them. And even if it was just like, wow, we only just like kissed once. Well, thank you for that. So there was a lot of kissing going on, which is funny because it's not my favorite, but also there was sort of like a thing. I don't know. It was like a thing going around. So how do we move out of these anxiety and shame and trauma? We start with our own bodies and our own self, because throwing somebody else into the mix is going to complicate things, and then you're going to also feel their feelings and feel their thoughts and their emotions and all that jazz, because you're probably empathic, because most people who listen to my show have a heart and they are quite empathic. So you probably have a heart and you probably care about other people, and you probably want to be able to help other people at pleasure too. That's probably who you are. So if you are going through things like, past shame, all kinds of trauma that has been in your life, definitely work on that first. And if you don't know how to even start, definitely grab my book, because as much as it might look like, wow, that's a really sexy guide, and like it's going to teach me how to do anal 5 different ways till Sunday, that's not what this book is about. So The Pleasure Zone, A Guide for Curious Pleasure Seekers, is 100% about learning how to get yourself out of different trauma responses in order to have pleasure, and then in order to explore beyond the regular ideas of sex, and learning how to trust you first before throwing the trust over to a partner, because trusting you first is going to be key. And once you do trust you, then you'll be able to know whether you can trust a partner with things like having kinky playtime. But in the meantime, masturbation's your friend, and it's going to teach you a lot. It's going to teach your partner a lot. So we also need to look at my other favorite C's, communication. We got in there too, communication, consent, curiosity, right? So curiosity is one of our, and of course, connection. So we're doing curiosity and connection with our body, but we're also communicating with our body, like, hey, body, what kind of pleasure would you like today? And you might be surprised by the pleasure that your body would like. You might assume that it's going to be straight on, hands to the crotch, but it might not be. Your body might be like, you know what I need? Lady, what I need is for you to romance the crap out of me. And then I'll be like, oh, nice one, bitch. All right, let's get that on. And then I might be like, the romance might be anything. It could be anything from having like a lovely bath, because we have this amazing bathtub in our guest cabin, might be having this like lovely bath in a soaker tub, to doing something like just going for a lovely walk amongst my lilacs and sniffing the crap out of them. That might just turn my body on so much that I'm like already halfway there. So you never know what's going to necessarily get your body going. And my idea of romance and your idea of romance are probably different as well. So just like, what is, if your body's like, oh yeah, I want the romance, we'll find out what that is. Like your romance might be like, I need a little piece of chocolate in my mouth while I have this going on, while I have this sweet music playing, while I got candles rocking it. You do you. This is all about self-exploration and also being your own best lover. That's the thing about masturbation, is learning to be your own best lover. I was watching an interview earlier, and one of the questions that came up for Miriam Margulies, somebody had asked, who's your best lover? And my first thought is, I am. I'm my own best lover, and then everybody else is a bonus. So if you are not your own best lover, it's going to be really hard for you to teach anybody about what you like. Somebody can come pretty darn close, but I bet for most of you out there who have experienced masturbation in your life, as much as connecting with another person, sometimes it's anxiety, ridden as well, can be, there can be a lot in the scale of pleasure to like anxiety there. But if you are your own master of masturbation and you are your own best lover, you will probably find that you have a lot of ways to communicate your desires to your lover, so that when you choose one, that you'll be able to have those conversations with ease, because you already know, because you've already had those conversations with yourself. It's like, what do I like? Oh, what a great question. Like, what way do I like my clit stroked? That's a great question. Let me just like find out and show you. Or, oh, wait a second, you know what I really like is this. This gets me going the most, so let's play with that. So just depending on what is going on, knowing how to communicate your desires is so important, but communication in general, and communication of all things, not just the things you want, but communication about, you know, I could go on about communication for many episodes as I have, but learning even to communicate about the things that bother you, that can be one of the trickiest things going. Learning to communicate your desires can also be tricky. Why? Because as human beings, we just lack the ability to communicate with each other. It's something we have to learn. We probably started out grunting. Even as babies, we don't really have language. We have to develop it, right? So we communicate energetically, but we don't always pick up what the other person's putting out. So we got to learn cues, and we got to learn how to read them. And we got to learn also what, you know, is that person saying what they mean? Sometimes they're not, right? So it's to figure out the nuances, and it can get tricky. But what we want to really do is be able to feel in our own bodies secure enough that we can be vulnerable in a space with another person, if you ever choose to be so. But choosing to be with you first makes a lot of sense. So why are people choosing to be with themselves first? Because they can probably have an easier time of it. We are going to finish up this show, but ultimately that's the number one answer. So you're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. While you're on break, go buy my book on Amazon, The Pleasure Zone, A Guide for Curious Pleasure Seekers. We will be right back after this commercial break.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. I hope you went and grabbed my book, The Pleasure Zone, A Guide for Curious Pleasure Seekers, while you were on break. If you didn't, you can do it after the show. Just hang around and listen right now. Also, if you didn't get a chance to go give me a 5-star on iTunes, I would totally appreciate that too. And you can check out my new website as well. There's like lots of new things on there. And you can find the book on there as well. And if you go on to the free resources, thepleasurezone.me, you're going to find some pretty cool resources, free resources on there that are companions to the book. So why are we all masturbating instead of having partnered sex? Well, for one reason, some people are just having a hard time getting in relationships, or their partners are not available. So masturbation is a solution. Another reason is that some people are just acting like little turd balls, like little boys who are selfish. And so that's another reason why other people are choosing not to be in relationship with them. If you're not interested in giving your partner pleasure to the max, don't be with somebody. Just be with yourself and learn how to give yourself pleasure. And then if and when you feel mature enough to be with somebody, go for it. And you might never really want to be with somebody, and that doesn't distinguish whether you're mature or not. But for those of the dudes out there who are like, oh, it's just too much work to give a woman an orgasm. Yeah, just, again, go back to your circle jerk and deal with yourselves. So in the meantime, what can we do? What can we do to, if we actually are, you know, we've masturbated forever, we're just like learning about our bodies and we're enjoying our bodies and We've moved through the shame of, oh my God, should I even touch myself? I'm going to go to hell. This is so wrong. Sex is only for procreation. Sex with self, I'm going to end up with hairy palms. Like all the stupid things we were told about. If I was going to end up with hairy palms, I'd be like, I don't even want to get into it. As long as my hair on my head, probably, by the time I was like 15. Anyhow, so that's, part of it. But how do we move into having, going from a master of masturbation to being your very best own lover? How do you then engage another lover? Well, how do you bring in a lover? You can start with show and tell. I'm a fan of show and tell. And, as you invite your lover into your life, you can just say, can I just show you what I really like to do? And it's rare, unless the person is super selfish, it's super rare that somebody's going to turn down watching another person masturbate. I don't think I've ever been turned down for that. Might be shocking at first to hear that question because most people are a little shy to say that, but an invitation to say, would you really like to see what I really like to do? And then, then you can try it too. And vice versa, I'd really like to see how you pleasure yourself. And then I can try that on you. Because knowing how people do that is really helpful. I have seen so many variants on people's, masturbation ways. It's vast. It's so personal to every person. So asking for the feedback and the lesson is great. There are methods people teach, like the One Taste group teaches like a method to masturbation. It's great. It's a great way to kind of get started, but it's not the only way, right? Because everybody's different. So what works for you? And then having that conversation with your partner. So another way to invite them in is to ask them to just do a touch exploration of your body with different senses and have so much fun with that. Bring out all the kinds of different things that you might want to experience. Hot things, cold things. So by hot things, it's like you can get waxes that are intended for body massages that are safe for the body. You can bring in ice cubes. I've done a lot of shows on hot and cold play. Go back and listen to those. And there's, the five different kinds of touch through the touch blueprint. Excellent addition. How do you bring in a lover? Well, for one thing, we'll assume that the lover has showed up in your life. And it's like, how do you go from this place to start to ask for what you really desire? It can take some practice. So, if you're not familiar with asking for things like, I'd really like for you to touch my clit this way, practice in the mirror. Just get those words out because the words might be so weird for you too. If you haven't been with a lover in a long time, if you are not familiar with the language, if you don't know what your partner's comfortable with language-wise, you can ask, do you like dirty talk or do you like, technical talk? Do you want to say penis rather than cock? Like, what do you want to say? And so and then what are you comfortable saying? And if are you okay with, using some dirtier language, that can be fun to start to invite and, ask questions about, would you like me to touch your penis this way? Or do you want me to touch your cock this way? Depending on how you want to word it. Just getting familiar with being able to say it without turning 35 shades of red or choking on your own words. So practice in front of a mirror. I've been practicing for 12 years saying those words on this show, and they still make me giggle, which is so fun. So, penis doesn't make me giggle. It's boring, but I really like saying naughty words, and they always make me giggle. And there's no problem in if it makes you giggle because it's kind of playful and kind of silly. And if people don't like playful and silly, then they're just making things way too serious. So remember to have fun. Number one, have fun with your own body. Learn about your own body. Become the master of your own body. Become your own best lover before you invite another lover in. It just makes sense, right? Like, who doesn't want to have that? So for the reason why people are choosing that, it's probably because they A, want to learn more about themselves. B, are just tired of people who are nonsense in relationships. So let's move on and have more fun. Until next week.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone. with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.
Fun. Until next week.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.